Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju, and it is that time of the year. It is Fall Pledge Drive here at KFAI, and you can do so in one of two ways. You can do so by calling in at 612-375-9030. Also, you can go online at kfai.org/donate. For those of you that are not aware, the Filipino-American National News is the longest-running weekly episodic radio show in the entire United States. It's a show that's been going on pretty much since the beginning here at KFAI. We bring music from not only the Philippines, but artists of Filipino-American descent from around the world, and also non-Filipino artists, but who are fans of Filipino music in general. We also have a plethora of different type of people we try to bring on the show, whether it be local community leaders here in Minnesota or from new authors like Daphne Fama, whose debut book, House of Monstrous Women, that just released in early September, was a former guest of the Filipino-American National News. We also have had the likes of former Minnesota Viking Cameron Bynum on the show in various segments. We've also had the privilege of having Filipino-American actors such as Lou Diamond Phillips on the show, along with Derek Bosco of the famed Bosco Brothers, as some of our past guests on the show. We've also had the likes of a regular guest on the show that we've been very lucky to have built a relationship with, Coach Eric Spoelstra of the Miami Heat, that we've been able to interview him, I think, over the last 7 years or so. And just our relationships that we have built within the sports arena, whether it be hockey, by interviewing the likes of former Minnesota Wild defenseman Matt Dumba, who's now, I believe, currently on the Dallas Stars, along with another Filipino American on that team, Jason Robertson, along with his brother, who also plays hockey, and he plays for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And so we've just been honored to have many different varieties of guests here on the Filipino-American National News. And like I said, if you're looking to make a pledge not only to support the Filipino-American National News, but also KFAI in general, you can do so in a few ways. 612-375-9030. You can also find us via our various social media homes, both on Facebook and on Instagram, as ways of speaking or as way of supporting the Filipino-American National News. You'll see a section there that mentions the pledge drive here on the Filipino-American National News and KFAI. And like we said, we not only support the community here in Minnesota, but also other various Filipino communities across the United States and across the world. Like we said, we try to bring various types of guests on the show, such as local Filipina author Christina Oxtra, whose book, What Lolo Wants, was a book for children that came out a few weeks back. And we just like to support not only the various community leaders and activists out there, as giving them an outlet that you don't always see given to Filipinos in quote-unquote mainstream media. And so, like I said, if you're looking to make a pledge to the Filipino-American National News, feel free to do so at 612-375-9030. And in the past, we've also had the likes of comedian J.R. DeGuzman on the show. We've also had Jason Robertson's brother, Nicholas Robertson of the Toronto Raptors. And we've talked to player development coach of the Washington Wizards on the show as Peter Fosero as a former guest on the show, and an artist that will be played later on, Ellie Mack, who you may have first heard about her when she was a contestant on American Idol, when she was going by her, I guess, government name, Camille Velasco. But hopefully this coming year, we'll be able to try to work on some other interviews within the NBA realm. Hopefully we'll be able to speak to the likes of the second overall pick of the last June's NBA draft, and that is Dylan Harper of the San Antonio Spurs. And hopefully we'll also get to speak with Jared McCain of the Philadelphia 76ers. So let's keep our fingers crossed on some of these potential interviews that we'll have here on the Filipino American National News. But as I said, feel free to donate to the Filipino American National News at 612-375-9030. Also can do it online at kfei.org/donate. In regards to some of the community announcements that are taking place here in Minnesota, our first one is on September the 26th, and this is at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. It's the PCM Coffee House Show, which will be taking place on Friday, September the 26th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at 1380 Frost Avenue in Maplewood, Minnesota. For more information in regards to this event, contact Lita at 612-209-7932. In regards to our second community announcement for the evening, this comes from the Philippine Student Association at the University of Minnesota, and they'll be having an event on October the 1st, which I believe is a Wednesday, and they will be having an event entitled Magsayaw Tayo, or it loosely translates to Let's Dance, a cultural dance workshop on Wednesday, October the 1st from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the MP3/4 room in the Recwell. And for more information in regards to this event, you can contact Sophia Rivera at river764@umn.edu. Another event that is coming to the Philippine Center of Minnesota is a production that is being brought to you by Sounds Possible Productions. It features the artist Giselle, which will be taking place on October the 11th. And this event will begin at 6 p.m. through 9 p.m. Doors open at 5 p.m. They'll also be featuring the band Pintura Band, along with Dalison Ducat, Robert Mariano, Dr. Ed Santos, Anna Brown, and Alone Yang. And for more information in regards to this, you can contact Alma at 651-308-4474. And for our last community announcement for the evening, this comes from the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, and this takes place on October the 25th. And this is in regards to their annual induction ball, which will be taking place at the Doubletree by Hilton on Saturday, October 25th, beginning at 6 p.m. It looks like the theme for this event is derby, and I think they preferably mean kind of the derby look that you would see at the Kentucky Derby. So I'm not sure if someone's going to show up there looking like they're going to the Roller Derby, but I could see someone being funny like that. But for more information about the 54th annual CSFA induction of officers, you can contact Toinette at 952-994-6015. Right now, we're going to play our first song of the evening. It is from a band by the name of Cup of Joe, and the name of this song is entitled Multo. Again, that was Multo by Cup of Joy. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Heard online at KFEI.org and by searching the Filipino American National News, whose shows are archived up to 2 weeks. You can also find us via Google Play. and the Apple Store. And you can also find our presence on both Instagram and on Facebook. And on Facebook, you'll be able to see some of our interviews over the last 3 years that have been recorded via video from the likes of director Patricio Janelsa, wrestler TJ Perkins, as we mentioned earlier in the show, Lou Diamond Phillips, Derek Bosco, as some other on there, and along with our other interview with author Daphne Fama, are some of the most recent interviews that you can find on there that you'll be able to see in its entirety. Some of these interviews are, they actually go longer than our 30-minute segment here on the Philippine American National News, and sometimes we have to split those up into two shows, but you can see those shows in their long form on our social media platforms. But feel free to support the Filipino American National News at 612-375-9030. Also online at kfai.org/donate. And we do have time from some news, and this comes from the Philippines, from the apnews.com. Philippine police arrested 49 people suspected of hurling rocks, bottles, and firebombs at officers and blocking heavily guarded roads and bridges leading to the presidential palace Sunday while peaceful anti-corruption rally took place at the Capitol, officials and witnesses said. The melee outside the country's seat of power unfolded while more than 33,000 other protesters rallied in Historic Park and Democracy Monument in Manila. They expressed outrage over a corruption scandal involving lawmakers, officials, and construction company owners who allegedly pocketed huge kickbacks from flood control projects that the impoverished Southeast Asian country that is regularly buffeted by storms and typhoons. The hours-long rampage by about 100 mostly club-wielding people, some of whom waved Philippine flags and displayed cartoon posters with anti-corruption slogans, wounded about 70 Manila law enforcers, according to the Manila police. Schools were canceled due to violence. Police said they lobbed tear gas to try to disperse the attackers, who sprayed graffiti on walls, toppled steel posts, shattered glass panels, and ransacked the lobby of a budget inn along a popular road dotted with university campuses, banks, and restaurants before dispersing at night. Hours after the assault, police have yet to identify the attackers, some of whom have carried black flags with the character of a skull and crossbone. It was unclear if they had earlier participated in peaceful protests before heading towards the presidential office. It was not known immediately if President Marcos Jr. was in Malacañang Presidential Palace during the chaos. Police said in a statement that after the arrest, the situation was contained, but warned that violence and vandalism would not be tolerated. I feel bad that we wallow in poverty and we lose our homes, our lives, and our future while they rake in a big fortune from our taxes and pay for their luxury cars, foreign trips, and bigger corporate transactions, student activist Althea Trinidad told the Associated Press in Manila. Trinidad lives in Bulacan, a flood-prone province north of Manila, where officials said the most flood control projects were being investigated either as substandard or non-existent. Our purpose is not to destabilize, but to strengthen our democracy, Cardinal Pablo Virgilio David, the head of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Philippines, said in a statement. He called on the public to demonstrate peaceful and demand accountability. Marcos first highlighted the flood control corruption scandal in July in his annual State of the Nation speech. He later established an independent commission to investigate what he said were anomalies in many of the 9,855 flood controlled projects worth more than 545 billion pesos, which is equivalent to 9.5 billion, that were supposed to have undertaken since he took office in mid-2022. He called the scale of corruption horrible and accepted his public works secretary's resignation. Public outrage erupted when a wealthy couple who ran several construction companies that won lucrative flood control projects contracts showed dozens of European and American luxury cars they had owned during media interviews. The fleet included a British luxury car costing 42 million pesos that they said they bought because it came with a free umbrella. And for right now, we're going to play a song from that artist we spoke of earlier, Ellie Mack, otherwise known as Camila Velasco. And this is her take on the classic song, My Guy. Version of My Guy. And just a reminder to our listeners, it is Pledge Drive here at KFEI. And feel free to support the Filipino American National News in one of two ways. You can do it online at kfei.org/donate. Also via the phone lines at 612-375-9030. 612-375-9030. And we're going to close the show with a song from Daniel Padilla and Moriah de la Torre. And the name of this show song is Mabagal. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Gusto kitang isayaw ng mapakal. Gusto kitang isayaw ng mabakal. Hawak kamay, dikit mata. Sumasapay sa musika. Gusto kitang isayaw ng mabakal.
baka. Ito na ang kantang hinihintay natin. Ito nang pagkakataon na sabihin sa'yo ang nararamdaman ng puso ko. Matagal ko nang gustong sabihin ito. Gusto kitang isayaw ng mabagal. Gusto kitang isayaw ng mabagal. Hawak kamay, ikit mata, sumasabay sa musika.
Ilalagay ang iyong kamay sa aking bawang.
Isasabay sa tugtog ng kanta ating katawan. Handa-handahang matitikin ating mga pala. Matagal ko nang gustong mangyari to. Gusto kita isayaw ng mabagal. Gusto kita isayaw ng mabagal. Hawak kamay, ikit mata, sumasabay,
sumasabay
sa musika.
You're listening to 90.3 KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, online and archived at kfai.org.
Hi, over here, come on. Okay, hi, I'm Jerry Stearns, and this is some.